Welcome to the shit show, punk bitches.
Don't go to fucking school. If you get inspired by Rudy, you're a fucking loser. Any grown adult on TikTok should be registered as a sex offender. I'm political poison. Nobody running for office wants to touch me except maybe Joe Biden.
Sex would probably be really annoying if they had to stop to bitch about how entitled millennials are.
It's time to get rid of the boomers. You should gas up your meth-addicted cousin Shane the same way you support Lizzo. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Deepish Thoughts. If you've been keeping up with the news, you know there was a pretty big story recently. Huge, absolutely life-changing, will completely alter the landscape of how life itself, and not just this country, but the entire world, is lived from maybe the next year or two to forever, for the rest of our lives. And that news, of course, is Tom Brady signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes, I'm heartbroken, just like everyone else. I'm a diehard Patriots fan, right? I'm not going to root for the Buccaneers. Of course he went there, because that's where the boomers go to retire when they're old as fuck, right? No state income tax. He'll get to play with Antonio Brown again. More power to him, right? But now I got to deal with, 2-3 years of Jarrett Stidham at quarterback and like 7 wins total. It's tough. It really is tough. But I do have to say, it was quite possibly the most selfless act I have ever witnessed, probably throughout human history. You know, we're dominated by negative news about death and coronavirus, the stock market crashing, supermarkets being empty, talks about just the downfall of civilization. And Tom Brady, as one last parting gift, did the most heroic, selfless thing ever. He just, like, it was on St. Patrick's Day yesterday. We're filming this on Wednesday. It'll be out Friday. But he did just like on St. Patrick's Day, how St. Patrick drove the snakes from Ireland. Tom Brady drove the media, perfect analogy with snakes, away from the coronavirus and brought them to him. He made the ultimate sacrifice. I put what Tom Brady did right up there with Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins. Okay, it's 1A and 1B. Tom's probably 1A. Absolutely the most courageous, heroic, selfless act of all time. Thank you, Tom. You got the negative energy out. And I'm not saying it's great, but people aren't thinking, you know what? For a couple hours, even a day, we call it a whole day, people weren't talking and having headlines and social media feeds dominated by a disease that could very well wipe out all of us, right? They weren't talking about that. Who are they talking about? Tom fucking Brady. Thanks, Tom. For 20 years, 6 Super Bowls, I don't even know how many wins, and for making the ultimate sacrifice. We appreciate you. I'm going to give a moment of silence for Tom Brady. Why? Because this is my show and I can do whatever the fuck I want. Thank you. Show some fucking respect. The man's a legend. Unlike Peyton Manning, he didn't teabag his fucking trainer at Tennessee. So don't even give me that argument. All right. How am I going to deal with Tom Brady's departure and having to watch Jarrett Stidham piss away everything that was worked for 20 years? I'm going to go to NorthSpokaneCBD.com. Use the code word drunk to get 15% off my order. So I'm going to deal with the anxiety and stress of watching my team suck for the next 10 years. I'm not used to it. I'm probably going to have to ask some of my friends who are Chiefs fans what it's like and how to cope with a team being mediocre for 15 or more years. Because I don't know. I'm confused. They'll be right back there with me when Mahomes gets that massive contract and they can't keep any talent around him. But I digress. We're done talking about football. NorthSpokaneCBD.com, code word drunk, 15% off your motherfucking order. Use the code word. If you don't use the promo code, don't even bother doing it because it doesn't fucking help us. 15% code word or promo code drunk. Do it. I'm gonna need a lot of this shit. The thought, oh God. Anyway, no, it doesn't cure the coronavirus. We're not Alex Jones talking about the coronavirus, you know, anti-coronavirus toothpaste. And I do apologize in advance to the social media influencers who are pressuring people to stay home from work, who are guilting people who aren't going to their jobs. I do want to apologize to them. Okay, I'm sorry, Gabby Hanna. I'm sorry, Summer Rae. I'm sorry, I don't even know who these people are. I've seen their names on there. I'm sorry to all of you that I can't make a living and pay my bills by posting half-naked pictures and acting like a whore on Instagram. Sorry, I can't do that. That's not in the cards for me. When my body was designed, they said, this guy's not going to be able to sell half-naked pictures on Instagram and use that for ads for fitness programs. Didn't work out my way. I have to pay my bills. You want to pay my bills for me? Go ahead, then I'll stay home. Absolutely. Unfortunately, I work in what's considered an essential job, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is. But anyway, yeah, they consider my job to be essential. No, not the comedy. I do have another job because comedy doesn't pay all my bills, believe it or not. Well, yeah, so I apologize to you guys who are guilting people because you have no idea what it's like to live in the real world. Can't sell naked pictures of myself for money. I have to go to my job. My bad. And this is my other problem. Everybody, being someone who works in what's considered an essential, you know, workplace, the majority of the people I see walking around outside are like 80 plus. That's the majority of the people I see are old people. Who are they saying is most at risk? Don't tell anybody. Old people. So can somebody please tell me why the fuck the only people that are actually out doing anything are old people? And we're going to do a serious episode. I'm sorry, I know I started off really goofy, but that pisses me the fuck off. We're talking about this whole thing. You have the level of entitlement, of selfishness, of it pisses me off. It's probably the most entitled thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And here's why. This country is shut down to protect these fucks who can just don't contribute anything to the rest of us. They sit in a retirement home and jerk themselves off. They go to the fucking... This whole thing started because somebody in Washington was too scared to tell Dolores, hey, maybe for a month or two, you shouldn't go to the bank, withdraw all your money, and then blow through your Social Security check at the casino. That's why this started. Because we'd rather stop society as a whole than mildly inconvenience old people. And I don't mean them dying when I say mildly inconvenience. I mean, tell them, hey, the VIB senior special breakfast is gonna be there in May. Stay home so it doesn't kill you. Let everybody else get it. And then go back out once it's run its course. But no, we had to stop everything. And who are the only ones out? Old people. These are the only people we see out there. Here's my thing, bro. You've been warned a billion times. Hey, if you're old, if you have a compromised immune system, this could very well fucking kill you. And you still go out. Not to grocery shop, just meaningless shit. You want to go get your lotto tickets and smokes at the gas station. You got to go cash your $56.97 check from your fucking dividend that you've had for 8 weeks at the bank. Pointless shit that, quite frankly, can fucking wait. But no, we can't inconvenience the elderly. Not allowed. Here's my issue, though. I have friends who work, and thankfully, I'm not in a position where I'm worried about being out of work, right? I have friends who work in the restaurant business. I have friends who are full-time comedians, not Joe Rogan, Kevin Hart, you know, even like Joey Diaz and Tom Segura type comedians. Guys who make 50, 60 grand a year, right? These people don't know how they're going to pay their rent in April because there's such a risk to the elderly. Their job has been shut down. Their line of work, their livelihood has been shut down. They are trying to figure out how to put a roof over their heads and then feed themselves if they've got a little bit left over, because we wanted to protect these same old people that are going out and doing whatever the fuck they want. The level of entitlement is absolutely disgusting. No generation is more entitled than boomers. I had a boomer tell me the other day that this is the first crisis millennials have ever had to go through. The boomers went through crisis after crisis. What, your Vietnam veteran hat, your fucking participation trophy? That's a crisis? Or the Cold War where nothing actually happened? That's your only crisis, is the Cold War where nothing actually happened. That's it. The only crisis besides that that boomers had to deal with was taking too much acid and having HPPD for a couple fucking years. That's it. So don't sit here and tell me, oh, millennials have had multiple crises, and most of them have been caused by boomers. And I'll give you a couple examples. 9/11, and this is what this boomer brought 9/11 up. He addressed it. Very smart debate tactic. He told me, you guys were just in your little classrooms when 9/11 happened. You don't remember? I'm like, okay, first off, 9/11 was caused by boomer foreign policy. CIA admits that. Blowback because of intervention in the Middle East. Who were the politicians in office making that happen? That was me looking both ways for those of you on the audio version. It was the boomers, the boomsies. Boomers. The boomers did 9/11. That's what we're getting at. The boomers did 9/11. Okay? So the boomers were the ones who made 9/11 happen. And don't tell me I'm not affected by 9/11. I grew up getting groped at the airport and the government listens to my phone calls. I was absolutely affected by 9/11. Okay? Housing market that they wrecked. There's that. And now here we are in this crisis where they're the ones most directly affected by it, and they don't even want to mildly inconvenience themselves. This is my thing, bro. I am a firm believer in Darwinism and survival of the fittest. And if you are told multiple times by the media, by law enforcement, by the federal government, by your friends, your family, who else? People you work with, people everywhere keep telling you, hey, you're at a greater risk to fucking die by leaps and bounds than people who are younger than you, and you ignore that, you are not the fittest. Okay? You ignore it. If you go to my stand-up events, which are all fucking canceled, thanks boomers, you'll know that my girlfriend has epilepsy, right? She has seizures. You know what she doesn't do? Go to fucking raves. You know why? Because people told her, if you go to raves, you're in an increased risk to have a seizure. So she doesn't fucking do it. Boomers and people older than like the silent generation, they should take that same advice and realize that maybe, just maybe, going to pick up the newspaper at the grocery store isn't fucking worth it. Is this the boomers' parting gift? They had to wreck the economy one more fucking time before they went out? Hey, fuck my grandkids and my kids, okay? And I saw an article, Gen X is actually super proud. They're super happy this isolation thing because they were abandoned by the boomers for so long. Kind of jealous of them. If you had boomer parents, chances are they didn't give a fuck. The boomers, they were the first generation that would sit their kids in front of the TV. That's where the modern American family dinner was founded, was by boomers sitting their kids, their Gen X kids and maybe older millennials, in front of a TV. Latchkey kids would come home, And I get it. I was too. It is what it is. But I guess in a way they prepared us for this. Now they'll claim that that was by design, but it was really because the boomers didn't give a fuck about their kids. And I get it. But we weren't in a position where my parents could, you know, afford to not have both of them working full time. Right. We weren't there. And my parents were Gen X anyway, but there were plenty of boomers that would go out to the bars for a few hours after work and just leave their kids at home till 8:30. Hey, there's another TV dinner. Why don't you have it? Dad's out getting drunk, okay? Now they go to the casino and they just gamble because it's just being a degenerate, lazy, entitled. That's just part of the gig. That's just, they've earned it. How have they earned it? Nobody fucking knows. They didn't actually work for anything. But they'll tell you they earned it. They earned it by record low rates, paying $200 for college, and then getting into those positions in the colleges where they're in the positions of powers, and then just jacking the rates up by 4,000%. They earned it by doing that, by scamming the fuck out of their kids and grandkids. That's how they earned it. People come after me. Like, you're ageist. I'm not fucking ageist. I have very good friends who are boomers. I'm generalizing. This is an act, a character that I play on camera and on stage. Of course, I don't hate someone just because of their age. I hate the entitlement that comes with their age a lot of the time, the way that a lot of them act. Okay? I don't hate any subgroup or demographic. That's not my issue. It's the attitudes of the boomers. And I really don't give a fuck if you're going to tune out. They called us dumb. They told us, don't believe anything you read on the internet for years. Years they told us that back in the internet boom, early mid-2000s, right? Told us that for years. Now, your great aunt Mirtha, she's the first one to share shit from PatriotEagleNews.com as if it's real. Pictures of, you know, picture, Obama hates it when you share this picture. It's clearly photoshopped. Share to tell him to screw off. Stuff like that. It's clearly not even remotely real. I guess I don't know what more to expect from the generation who thought hiding under a school classroom desk would protect you from a fucking nuke. Don't know. And I do feel bad for people with like asthma and heart conditions and lung conditions and shit like that. I feel really bad for them because they're part of the group that's getting shit on and blamed. They can't control it, right? These are people that don't want to be out there. They don't want to be in this. And it really sucks for them because a lot of them still have jobs and stuff that they got to go to work. But these boomers, there's no reason for them to be out. You're fucking retired. Stay home and jerk off your flaccid dick that won't work anymore. That's your goal, boomers. That's my challenge. We're going to call this the Corona Boomer Challenge. If you're a boomer and you feel obligated to go outside, here's what I want you to do during this quarantine thing. Or we can just keep it up permanently. Yeah. Who cares, right? So until this shit blows over, at the very least, if you're a boomer, I want you to do the Baby Boomer Coronavirus Challenge. Baby Boomer Coronavirus Quarantine Challenge. I want you to go inside. Go back in. Okay? Go back into your home that you bought in 1976 and paid $40,000 for, and now it's worth $400. Go back in there, and I want you to jerk your penis off until you get hard, because it probably won't work, and it'll probably help you ride out the rest of this quarantine without risking your life or the safety of anyone else. That's what I want you boomsies to do. That's the goal. The Baby Boomer Coronavirus Quarantine Challenge, and that's what we're coining it. Fired up. Had to take a hit of that. NorthSpokaneCBD.com. Code word drunk to get 15% off your order. This is usually the part where we take a break and I advertise for my shows that are coming up, but I don't have any shows. We already went over that. They're all canceled. There's talk that we might do some of them like live stream. I don't know. I don't want to do that. That's no fun. I want to have an audience, right? And we're going to pump in laughter. That's what's cool about where we're at, Scott and I, Comedy and Chaos Production Promotions, whatever you want to call us. We're at a point where people actually reach out to us, but oh my God, we get some fucking clowns, right? People reach out to us to be on our shows. God, we get some fucking clowns. Had a guy reach out to me, or Scott, he reached out to Scott a couple weeks ago, and I looked through his profile. I found he had a podcast. On this podcast, he had a recording of him doing stand-up, right? This was clearly him talking into his computer mic, and he had gone as far to insert pre-recorded audience reactions. Beautiful. I love the commitment. I love it. Why don't you just go to a fucking mic? Just go to an open mic. Do one. Record that. Post it on your podcast. And it was clearly fake because like the sounds were inconsistent, and then you'd have the same one played three times in a row. Clearly fake. And the other thing, this is a black guy. The other thing was the audience sounded very white, and these were not jokes that white people would laugh at. That's all I'm saying. So don't be like that. Go to a mic. Actually try to make people laugh. Find out if you're funny. Most of you won't be funny. Stop doing it. That's my advice for any aspiring comedians. Just don't do it. Don't do it. I'm sure there's people out there that hate me. They want me to stop, but I'm getting paid. Like I said, it doesn't pay all my bills, but it pays some of them. It pays some of them. Promotions, shows, but it adds up. The money definitely does add up if you get even fucking, it's not even about being good. I don't even think I'm good. I just know I work hard and I found the right people. That's like 99% of the battle. So if you can do that, you'll be fine. But most of you can't do that. Most of you are fucking socially awkward clowns and have no work ethic whatsoever, in which case you should keep your $15 an hour, you know, bullshit job. Do that. That's what you're meant to do. Raise your retarded kids, move on with life, die, get thrown in the ground because you think you're worthy of taking up a spot in the ground. That's burn the fuck out of me. I'm not by any means worthy of taking up a spot in the ground. I don't think that about myself. I'm not that conceited. Even if I headline a show, I won't call myself a headliner. So burn me. Don't bury me, right? I was calling myself the last one up. Last thing. And then I'll free you guys. I went to Cabela's because I had heard all the ammo was gone. I wanted to see it for myself. I cover up that. We're not sponsored by Powerade. So I wanted to see it for myself. I went to Cabela's and all the ammo is indeed gone. All of the AR-15s are gone. All of the handguns are down to like lower model only, and it's some shit, either really shitty guns or really expensive guns. Those are the only ones left, right? So you got High Point and FN. That's what you got. That's your options. So I went there, and yes, 9mm completely gone. 223, 556 completely gone. They're what they had that American Eagle shit. That's like, it's not like the clothing company. I think it's called American Eagle. I bought a bunch of it because it was the only shit that was left. It was 223. It's super cheap. It's garbage ammunition, but it's brass, and thankfully, as long as it's brass, I invested enough money into my AR that it'll eat whatever the fuck I feed it, so I got some of it just in case, you know? But it's all gone. Here's my issue with this, and I encourage people to buy guns. Even in this time, I encourage you to buy guns. Here's the problem, though. We got a lot of people panic buying guns. Those of us who know what the fuck we're doing with guns, we're not panic buying guns because we already have them. We might panic buy some ammo. I admittedly did it. I don't trust people. I don't know who I got to lay down, right? So we're not panic buying guns. If you're panic buying guns, it means you don't know what the fuck you're doing with a gun. Otherwise, you would have had one already for 98.7% of cases. There's no ammo available to train with. There's no way to get good with that gun. So you have got a lot of stupid people, many of whom thought 3 weeks ago that Grand Theft Auto was too violent. Many of whom 3 weeks ago would have told you they thought that most, if not all, of the guns that are being bought right now should be illegal. 12 gauge is out, or 12 gauge buckshot is out as well, 00. So there's that. In case anyone was looking to go, it's gone. Double a buck, deer slugs, anything that's not birdshot in 12 gauge is gone. Problems with living in an apartment. If you didn't hear that, the children above are running, which we have had other episodes on why you shouldn't have kids. There's proof of it right there, because it fucks up people trying to do a podcast below you. Anyway, we've got a lot of stupid people buying guns that don't know what they're doing with them. No way this ends poorly. No way. This is all going to be fine and dandy. All going to be fine and dandy. Thankfully, though, they're not going to be very good with the guns. So in the event that it does come to that, which it fucking won't, I'll be good. I'll just shoot them and take their guns. Like, I don't need or their ammo or whatever I need, right? Probably been taken care of very poorly if it is there. So whatever. Which leads me to the last point of the day. The coronavirus, it's not going to kill us all. It's not going to come to that. It's not. I promise you it's not. My words probably worth shit. People point to Caleb. What about Italy? Look at Iran. Here's my issue, guys. And this is what they're not telling you. Italy and Iran have very high death rates. They failed to contain this. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can look this up. I'll even get you a website to look this up. Okay. Give me just a second. So Italy has the highest, or Italy is like one of the oldest countries in the world. Who does it kill the most? The olds. We've already been over this. Italy basically said, fuck the boomers the other day, right? So Iran and Italy, what did they have in common? I'm going to get the exact name so I don't fuck this up, because it was kind of a weird. It was a weird name. This is bad. I should have looked it up before. Well, anyway, okay. Iran, Italy, China. Hold on. Yes, the New Silk Road. That's what it, that's not the official name. I don't fucking care. So Iran and Italy signed a deal. They're calling it the New Silk Road deal with China a couple months ago. You can Google this for yourself. You get the real name if you care to look it up. These two countries for months, because remember, China lied about when this started. Right? They're saying now this could have started all the way back last summer, and China fucking lied about it and tried to cover it up, killed reporters, dared say anything, any type of whistleblower got thrown in prison. So China was sending workers to and from Italy and Iran all the time. Italy and Iran were sending workers to and from China all the time. This virus laid there, just slowly building up, and they lost control. That's why it's so bad. And you folks, oh, we need a national quarantine. How the fuck did this country? Okay. What are your liberties worth to you? Because we're not, I promise you, we're not Korea, we're not Italy, we're not China. Americans, if you tell them to stay in their homes, will leave for no reason other than the fact you told them not to. That is why they will go out. And we have more guns than people in this country. It may work in San Francisco and New York, but if you try to pull that shit in the Midwest, there will be people on the streets. And you'll have to roll out the riot police and National Guards, and there's going to be a lot of people that are armed, and there will most likely be blood in the streets. You can't quarantine Americans. It's not realistic. Okay? For centuries, the motto of this country, the unofficial motto, has been, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Thomas Jefferson, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, I mean, you name it. Right? You name it. The motto has been, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. You know, all the way back, fucking World War II, when Japan attacked us and we clapped back, Truman. That's been our thing, is we were a country born on rebellion And we don't take being told what to do very well, especially by government forces, especially by authority. It just won't work. I fail to understand how we went in this country from hanging tyrants and burning them alive in the streets back in the 1700s to begging the federal government to lock us in our homes. Y'all can answer that in the comments below. Send me your hate. Send me your love. Doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, it helps us with the social media algorithm. The more fucking comments, whether it's hate, whether it's love, whether it's whatever, you know, it's questions, anything like that, observations, it helps us with the social media algorithm. More people see us. So keep the comments coming, keep the likes coming, subscriptions, shares, love reacts, laugh reacts, angry reacts. Maybe my face pisses you off. Either way, keep them coming and go to NorthSpokaneCBD.com. Use the code word drunk for 15% off your motherfucking order. I'll see you punk bitches later. I got to roll and cry about Tom Brady leaving the Patriots.